This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And good morning and happy race day at 10:06. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Always brought to you by great sponsors, including Mobile International Speedway. I'd like to say hello to everybody at the track as they're pumping us live right now over the PA system. And yes, the race is going on. The NASCAR K&N Mobile 150 begins at 4 o'clock. Tommy Prater will be on to tell you more about it. Thank you to Five Flag Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and also Deep South Speedway. Also on the show, Tommy Prater. Like we said, he's going to give us all the details and new updated start times and practice and everything you need to know. And by the way, the weather looks great so far, clearing up. We're going to get this race in. It's going to be exciting. One of the drivers who was actually the only driver that was here for the ARCA race back just last year and now has moved up into the NASCAR world, we've got Sarah Cornette-Ching, Canadian welder turned racer. An amazing story, and she's got a brand new sponsor. She just unveiled at the battleship this week. It's Dickies, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. Bill Roth also with the Highway 90 Challenge Series. You know, the first night of that was supposed to be last night at Mobile International Speedway, but Mother Nature kind of poo-pooed on that, and so now they've moved that opening date to April 16th. Bill Roth will have the information there and also about the racing at Sunny South Raceway, and Dustin Long live with NBC Sports talking everything Phoenix. Did you hear Jimmy Johnson yesterday during qualifying? The steering wheel came off, hit the wall hard, and messed up the car. Now, we're going to go straight over to the dirt track. I love the new Deep South Speedway. You got to go to the Facebook page, and we bring in, first of all, Jay Wells. Jay, you've recovered from last week, haven't you? Wow.
Almost. Almost. Yeah, I'm just about there.
Gosh, well, congratulations. You know, on Facebook, lots of cars. You had a great show with the sprint cars, an amazing night. Did you get a final count of how many people showed up?
There was more than 10 and less than a million.
That's right.
No, I haven't even had time to look at those numbers yet, but we sure appreciate each and every one of them for coming out on our opening night.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the track and everything you guys have done. Obviously, we had a great night, great winners, and it was a lot of fun. Everything that I've seen on the Facebook page and in the Twitter and everything like that, you guys have got it going on. The track looks amazing. I saw you guys post a picture on it yesterday, I believe, on the track, or maybe it was your personal page, and the way you guys have got the track designed, like you said in the picture, with all the rain, it's doing its job. Can you kind of go into that a little bit more compared to what you might see at other racetracks?
Yeah, well, what we've done is we've reshaped the entire racetrack, actually, to a wider configuration than it was new.
Yeah.
The straightaways are now 80 feet wide. So it's 80 feet at the entrance and exit of the corners. The corners are 90 feet wide in the middle, banked at 28 degrees. And so you can get, I saw a shot with three wide coming off of turn two, and there's enough room to get three more on top of them. So we've got plenty of racing room there now, and we worked really hard on that for about 3 months, and the dirt is still soft because we moved every bit of it.
Wow.
A lot of it I moved myself, so I know that's a true statement. But the sprint cars, we didn't get it rolled in right, and we really were only working with half of the track.
Wow.
They left a huge cushion up on the top, which they do. So I left all that dirt there, and what it did yesterday was the rain hit that dirt, it soaked it up like a sponge, and instead of letting it rut it all out, it let it kind of trickle down to the bottom. She actually looks great this morning.
Wow, that's awesome. And the thing is with the schedule, obviously smart not to run today, the weather and everything like that, but your next race is going to be a good one. You got the SEC, series, the late model series coming, and that's going to be a big series. You've got 9 races total. Tell us about the reason why they're at the track and what you're going to see, because it's going to be big. And I know you've worked with the guys with the track, with the series when you were redesigning the track, and they seem to really like what they're seeing.
Yeah, well, those guys, I mean, the SEC series, of course, was, you know, the brainchild of Skinner and myself a couple of years ago, and we had a pretty successful first year and then took a year off, and now we've brought it back, and it's going to be 9 races exclusively at Deep South Speedway in conjunction with American Racer Tire and the SEC series. And we're just, I worked with a lot of the late model guys and listened to what they wanted and, you know, did some things they wanted, and of course didn't do some things they wanted, but we did what we thought was best for the racetrack, and they are pretty impressed with what they've seen. I've been hearing from a lot of them, And, you know, most of them are excited about coming back. A couple of them are not real sure about that top side yet. But once they get up there and, you know, 2 feet off that wall wide open where she's the fastest, I think, especially those guys, they're really going to enjoy it.
So did you feel like Donald Trump campaigning when you were going there throughout the pits and everything like that, talking to everybody?
Actually, I barely saw anybody I knew. Really? I mean, there was so many things going on. Yeah. And again, I appreciate each and everybody, racer, race fan, everybody that came out. I mean, we, by all estimates, people that know, we broke the all-time attendance record for the racetrack.
That was set a couple years ago
when the World of Outlaws late model show came to town. So, you know, to have that kind of support from our fan base on opening night was just, it was overwhelming. It was way more than we expected.
Wow.
We had some glitches, you know, a new point of sale system in the concession stand so we can take credit cards and whatnot. And, we didn't have all of that up to speed yet. So that's what we're working on these next couple of weeks. When we open the gates on the 19th, everything will be right.
Another thing you guys are talking about doing is other shows besides racing. What kind of feedback are you getting on that?
That's what, you know, she's a beautiful facility, 150 acres, and, we plan on using it. I mean, of course, you're aware of my industry, background in the concert business. We're planning on bringing in national touring acts, featuring local acts up in the grandstands on a smaller stage, just about every event. We're bringing late models, we're bringing Mississippi Challenge Series super late model cars are coming once, maybe twice. Motorcycles, I still got to get with Rob McClendon, but we're going to bring them in. Monster truck show, rat rod gathering, a mini bike gathering. I mean, you know, we're just planning on using the facility as it needs to be used, not just a Saturday night local class racetrack.
Let me ask you on the rest of the schedule coming up. Have you guys decided, or is it out yet? Is an updated schedule ready?
Not yet.
Okay.
I just sealed the deal with the super late models.
Awesome.
Night before last, I believe, is when it was. So we've got them on May 21st, and with the great late models. So there'll be two classes of late models there on that night. And I'm still waiting. I got to get with Rob. We were waiting on the AMA to put out their schedule because most guys that will cover on our track run pro AMA races. So we had to wait for that schedule so we could find dates that they would be in the area or off.
Yeah.
So that they could come and make our races because, you know, we want the big names and a good show for our fans.
Well, obviously the fans, they came out in droves and they're going to do it again coming up. Where's the website? Tell us the Facebook and how we can keep track of you guys.
Sure. Facebook, we're working on getting the old one deleted, but you can find our new Facebook page under the New Deep South Speedway, or if you just want to type it in, it's facebook.com/DeepSouthLoxley, LOXLEY. The town we're located in. So facebook.com/DeepSouthLoxley, and you can go to deepsouth.com, and it'll take you right to our website.
That's awesome. Jay, congratulations on a great opening night. Take the weekend off if there is such a thing, and we'll get you ready for next Saturday coming up, too.
Yes, sir. I sure appreciate you. And good luck out there, Tommy and Bill and all y'all at Mobile, man. I know you guys are working hard. I hope you get it in. It should be a great show. I'm liable to pop in out there. You never know.
Good. We'll look for you. All right. Jay Wells with Deep South Speedway, the new Deep South Speedway. And again, it was a huge, huge opening night weekend with the sprint cars, local drivers, and they all said they had a great time. So still to come, well, Tommy Brader's coming up in just a minute. We're going to get all the updates on the NASCAR K&N Mobile 150. Also, one of the drivers preparing right now to hit the track. She is from Summerlin, British Columbia, Canada. How about that? Brand new sponsor as well. Sarah Cornette Ching's going to tell us about it. Also, Bill Roth still standing by with a Highway 90 Challenge Series between Sunny South Raceway and also a Mobile International Speedway. And as if that's not enough, well, NASCAR live at Phoenix. NBC's got it covered, and so does Dustin Long, runs that new website of theirs. We're going to talk all about it. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, and you can listen as we podcast the show later today at usfdracing.org. So stand by, more to come. And yes, the race is on. 4 o'clock start time out at MIS. back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Always brought to you by amazing sponsors like Sunny South Raceway, Five Flag Speedway, Deep South Speedway, and Mobile International Speedway. Today is the day. The NASCAR K&N Mobile 150. First time NASCAR has been back to the Port City since the early 1950s. Tommy Prater standing by. I just got a text from you, Tommy. Hey, I will call you right after this segment, okay? So we'll get with you in just a second. Also still to come, Dustin Long with NBC Sports, NASCAR in Phoenix. Kyle Busch hits the pole there, and you've got Edwards on the front row on the outside. And how about Jimmy Johnson's qualifying run? The wheel came off, hit a hard, hard wall. Thank goodness for the soft walls out there. So we'll have to learn a little bit more about that. And, of course, they're back onto the backup cars there. Standing by, Sarah Cornett-Ching. She's from Summerlin, British Columbia. Brand new sponsor, Dickies. There we go. I'll just get it there. And that's going to be huge for her for the whole entire season as she's gone from the ARCA Racing to the NASCAR K&N Traveling Series. Now, Bill Roth is actually out at the track. We say good morning to you, Bill, live from the tower. How's it looking out there, buddy?
Good morning. If they were going to practice now, which they are going to in about 40 minutes, we could do it, believe it or not.
Wow.
It's been not really a drizzle, but a few drops, but there's probably been 2,000 laps turned by the trucks and private vehicles out here, and right now, I got to say it, everything looks good.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We're keeping an eye on the weather, and I know that Tommy is in the NASCAR trailer. He's been busy with NASCAR, and with this particular race, more so than the ARCA race, Bill, NASCAR really has a big hand in on the decisions made on what time to start and if we cancel because of weather, bring it back tomorrow and things like that. So they do have plans in place and they're working them as we speak.
Yeah, if you follow the sport, you know that NASCAR is relentless on trying to get the race on the day that it's supposed to be, and I'm sure they'll be relentless trying to get this race on. Now the schedule, and Tommy can tell you more about this one. When he comes on the air with you, the schedule calls for the actual race to be at 4. Mm-hmm. And as I just said, the practice sessions, the hot laps are scheduled for 11, and then qualifying at 1. And if you're coming out here, you don't want to be any later than 2:10, because that's when the drivers and the cars are on the front straightaway, and all the fans get to go down and talk to them and get their autographs and be close to the cars. So that's what the Mobile Sports Authority does every year, and it's a really cool thing.
Well, and unfortunately, obviously, Mother Nature's been a big player on this weekend's activities. The local guys with the Pro Trucks, Bombers, and Sportsmen were canceled, and the Bombers and Sportsmen have that new Highway 90 Challenge Series between the power of two tracks, not just Mobile International Speedway, but our own private Bristol in our backyard, as I call it, and they're training tomorrow's drivers today. I'm talking about Sunny South Raceway. So with that change, we've taken those local drivers to a different date, Bill.
Yeah, we did, and it will not be the debut of this, the Highway 90 Challenge Series. The debut, now since they were rained out last night, will be on the Sprint Car Night here at MIS. That's April the 2nd. That'll be the first of the Highway 90 Challenge Series races for the Sportsmen and the Bombers. And then the next one after that will be the one that we didn't get last night. That's April 16th here at MIS, the Sportsmen and the Bombers plus the trucks. That was rescheduled from last night. And then the first time we're going to race at Sunny South, the first of 7, is the next week after April 16th. It's April 23rd. So the Highway 90 Challenge Series is still alive and well and a lot of interest in it. We're going to have to delay the opening race until April the 2nd with the King of the Ring Sprint Cars here at MIS.
Which always brings a huge crowd anyway, so it's going to be really good. What kind of reaction have you talked to the drivers from the Bombers and the Sportsmen? With Mobile International Speedway up for sale, obviously not the same length of, not as many races this year, so with them and Sunny South Raceway getting together, it really helps the local drivers, especially in these classes.
Well, that was my entire thought process, and that's exactly why I started the balls rolling first of the year. And you know, the guys that are in the Sportsmen and the Bombers, they are really the foundation, the bedrock of racing in this area. And I thought that 6 races total is not enough for them. So we went to Sunny South, and Wayne O'Kresick agreed that he would run 7 times, so we have a total of 13 races in this Challenge Series 4. The Bob Speed Shop Sportsman, Bob Karcher's in it with us again, and the Island Motors 2 Bombers, Sandy Sanford's in it with us again, and now Richard Schmidt at Barry's You Pull It has decided this is not a part of the series, but he is going to sponsor here at MIS the Pro Trucks and the super stocks.
Wow.
Yeah, so even though we have an abbreviated season here at MIS this year, I got to tell you, interest is really high from marketing partners, and what really gratifies me is that I haven't talked to one race team member that isn't really excited about this Highway 90 Challenge Series. Everybody seems to be ready to go and in a good mood about it.
And the two tracks are so much different. You're going to get high, fast speeds at Mobile, and like I said earlier, Sunny South Raceway is very similar to Bristol. You're going to see a lot of rubbing and racing, and it's a tight, tight track.
Well, we told everybody, and I tell them when I see them personally, there'll be a point fund because of our sponsors for the top five guys and trophies for the top five guys in both divisions in the series. But I got to tell you, if you're the champion of this series, and you're the best at running MIS, the high banked half mile, and the best at running Sunny South, the high banked quarter mile, you're a driver. I mean, you are really a driver if you can do those two disciplines well.
And again, what's really great for the local drivers as well is the same pace payout as what you have at Mobile and Sunny South, and that's huge. Thanks to, again, Wayne O'Kresick and Debbie, and of course, his business also, Metro Glass and Mobile.
Yep, it's all because Tim Bryant and Wayne O'Kresick and I decided we were going to do this, and then we got sponsors. It's all because of people volunteering and doing the right thing. But you know what? We should have done it last night to start it out, but I am so enthused today here at MIS. Despite the forecast, everything looks terrific. It's race-ready right now.
Well, and now let's talk about, again, I've got Tommy Prater coming up. He's going to give us a schedule and stuff. But as an employee at the track and everything, what have you seen so far this year compared to the ARCA race? Obviously, we've had to deal with the rain and stuff, but it's a new venture. But I still see the same enthusiasm from, this, like you said, the sponsors. The fans have been just ready to pour into the track. My phone has not stopped beeping, Facebook, Twitter. Are they still racing? Absolutely. Yes, 4 o'clock. We're letting everybody know. So it's still going on. But what have you seen, anything different between the two?
Well, first of all, Tommy Prater's the best promoter on the Gulf Coast. There's no doubt in my mind about that. So, sponsor-wise, I'm sure he's got them fired up. And I'll tell you, the difference between the ARCA Mobile 200 and the Mobile 150, which is a NASCAR K&N race, the difference is, besides the cars, the age of the drivers, the career path of the drivers, and pretty much the two organizations, although the same thing comes out in the product, they got different ways of going about it. And NASCAR is meticulous. They have an army of people here, and it's going to be presented well. Just like you see it on TV, this is a NASCAR-sanctioned event, and it'll be terrific. That's the big difference. Not that ARCA was bad, it's just different. Well, NASCAR's here now, and they do a terrific job. And like I said, I don't know how many people are here, but I'll just say it's an army of people.
Well, and what's great, and again, we'll get into this a little bit more in a few minutes with Tommy, but NBC Sports is there as well. This is huge.
These guys are working right beside me right now. Yeah, they're getting their cameras and the camera angles and all that stuff. And unless things have changed, it's on television on NBC Sports Network Wednesday, 7:30 our time.
Oh, this Wednesday, 7:30.
I think it is.
Wow, that's going to be something. Get it all in. Well, that's the main thing. Now, again, sunnysouthraceway.org. Hey, they had their very first race March 5th. I've got some of the results. Junior Champs, the Bando Bandits, and the Outlaws. Want to read them real quick. Junior Tramp Cars, you had Grant Thompson, Aaron Tompkins, and Garrett Little. And these guys, this Junior Champ class, Bill, as you know, you're doing some announcing out there as well with both tracks. It's pretty entertaining because a lot of these young guys, and the Junior Champs are pretty much, they look like sprint cars, very close. They're go-karts with a cage on top. What, you got 4 and 5 year olds starting in these classes? Right, Bill?
Hello?
Yeah, are you there?
Yeah. Did you ask me a question?
Oh, wow. You see, he loves the show, too. He listens all the time. I was just talking about the Junior Champ class and what's so neat about Sunny South Raceway. You know, they're training tomorrow's drivers today. A lot of those kids in those go-karts that look like sprint cars, you know, with a cage on them, their dads and their family members are already driving, so this is the next generation.
Yeah, I just wanted to remind you that you're talking to the guy and his son, the first team to ever put a wing on a go-kart on the Gulf Coast.
Wow.
Long ago. But anyway, Jay Rawls knocked the doors down last Saturday night, but I think Wayne O'Kresick at Sunny South, all reports that I had, they had a terrific opening night at Sunny South.
Well, that's what it's all about. How do we keep track of what's going on today? Obviously, it's, you want to watch at mobile150.com. Tommy Prater's coming up next more. But what's the plans for now for where we go? Obviously, practice is coming up, I think, in about 30 minutes. Is that still the goal and what they're
11 o'clock is the scheduled practice, and I am mystified. I'm delighted, but they are going to qualify, and that's scheduled for 1 o'clock. And then, as we talked about, the autograph session with 210, racing at 4.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, Bill, we'll see you in the next few minutes. We're going to get Tommy Prater on here in the next few minutes as well. Give us all the details. But you are going to be calling the race from the tower today, right?
I am. That is a true fact.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it. There you go. And we will talk to you when we get to the track, my friend.
All right, Kane. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Again, Bill Roth, the official announcer there at Mobile International Speedway. Coming up next, Tommy Prater. And then we're going to give you some more details on what the race team, Kane Motorsports, is doing tomorrow with St. Baldrick's. We'll be at the USA Women's and Children's Hospital. Zach Carpenter, myself, and Matt Jackson are having kids who are fighting cancer shave our heads so we can actually raise $2,000 for these kids. If you go on to KanesWarriorKids.com, that's K-A-N-E-S, WarriorKids.com, you will be able to actually go ahead and donate. So we'll get you more details. Coming up next, it's Tommy Prater. Stand by. Back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. We're going to podcast the show later today at usfdracing.org. That's United States Fire Department Racing. We race out of Kannapolis, North Carolina, and bring funds and awareness to volunteer fire departments all over the world. Still to come, Dustin Long, live NBC. He's going to be talking a little bit about Phoenix and what happened with Jimmy Johnson's steering wheel yesterday during qualifying. Crazy. The thing came off and he nailed the wall going into turn one and two pretty hard. Also, we're trying to get a hold of Sarah Cornette Ching. We're going to try to get her on. If you check out her website in the meantime at sccracing.com, you're going to learn a little bit about her. She's an incredible Canadian welder turned racer. She was there, the only driver that was actually at the ARCA race last year. So she has a little one up on some of these folks, even though they tested, and she was here for testing too, and she's going to be running. She's got a good car, a brand new sponsor, and actually I'll bring in Tommy Prater, the promoter of the NASCAR K&N Mobile 150. And Tommy, at the battleship, you were fortunate enough to be a part of the unveiling of the new car, the new sponsor with Dickies.
Yeah, that's really cool. Dickies is a family-based company, and I think every working man and woman in America has been involved with Dickies at one time or another. And all I ask for for her to do is get me a size 52 relaxed fit, see if they can make them that big.
That's good. Well, let's talk about what you're looking at today. We've been watching the weather radar like everybody is. Everybody's been texting, Facebooking, and all this stuff. Yes, the race is still on. We're planning at 4 o'clock. Practice might be pushed back just a few minutes. Give us the latest updates. That's what everybody just can't wait. They can't wait to hear your voice, Tommy.
Has it been raining?
No, not here.
issue here at the Speedway. You know, I think all of us about to burn our retinas looking at the weather radar over the last couple of days, trying to figure out what it's going to do. I was at Channel 5 the other day. I had John Nodar in a headlock, and, you know, I pretty much beat him up. And Chastity Bird was very helpful. And, you know, I don't think the answer to the question is I don't think anybody knows what is going to happen, right, other than we're going to try to do everything we can to get the race in today. Mm-hmm. We're already cleared to race tomorrow if we have to, but we'd love for our fans to get in here today. And I tell you, there's some fans that have been in the campground since Thursday.
I know
that if we don't race till tomorrow afternoon, we may have a tough time getting them out of their camper. I think they took drunk on Thursday and they stayed that way, but they're having a big time, and if we get rained out today, I may go join them.
No kidding. Well, you know, we had Bill Roth on just a few minutes ago, and we were talking how intricate it is with you and NASCAR. When NASCAR comes to an event like this, they have a lot of say, and obviously they want to get the race in the day it's scheduled.
Well, you know, I think the biggest problem we have with NASCAR is they have their schedule and I have mine.
You know,
every now and then they kind of come together.
Sure.
And really and truly, the NASCAR officials here in Mobile have done phenomenal work with Chris Wright and his team, and the PR guy from NASCAR, Tom Bryan, is a Grand Bay native, so he's very familiar with the racetrack. And we've been real happy with our experience with the guys here on the ground. And we're all working as a team to try to figure out what we do and where we go next, and how we're going to get this race in. It's questionable today, but if we don't get it today, tomorrow's forecast is absolutely beautiful,
yes,
and we'll get her in tomorrow.
Let me ask you, just in case, are you ready to, or are you able to give us any kind of starting times for tomorrow's event, or do you want to wait until we just have to do that?
Well, I think that what you can look at is you really have to see if anything's able to get in today.
Sure.
You know, because that would affect tomorrow's start time.
Right.
So if we got practice and qualifying in today, we could move tomorrow's start time earlier. I will tell you that for 40-something years, Mobile International Speedway has had a courtesy start time on Sundays of nothing before 12 o'clock
right,
for the churches in the area,
mm-hmm,
and we are definitely going to stay with that courtesy for our churches to get church service through in the morning. Now, their evening service may be a little loud, but we're going to let them get morning in if we have to go tomorrow.
Well, there you go. And obviously, you know, you guys last Saturday had a great turnout for some of these guys coming and testing. And you look at Benjamin, Kyle Benjamin, who knows his way around this track and other tracks along the Gulf Coast, doing the NASCAR K&N Traveling Series. And he was top of the list at 18.156. That's fast.
You know, I think Kyle is one of the most recognizable names for the people in this field,
yes,
from that are used to watching guys go around at Mobile. I mean, he's run a late model here. He won his first late model race here.
Yeah.
He's won everything. He was second twice in the ARCA Mobile 200. He and his Lauren Rainier Fever team came down, and they were top of the board. But let me tell you something. The top 15 cars were half a second apart.
Mm-hmm.
So literally anything can happen when we go racing.
What's the difference between these cars and the ARCA cars we saw last year?
I think the biggest thing that the fan will notice is the body on these cars is very similar to the Sprint Cup body.
Yes.
It's the same design. And so it looks like when we went to New Smyrna for their opener that you're having a Sprint Cup race on the short track.
Mm-hmm.
All of these drivers are very fast. I was very impressed at New Smyrna at how hard they raced. After practice down here, everybody's like, oh, man, we can't wait to come back and race. So it's going to be a fun race when we finally get it going. And I want to tell you that Mark and Abbott put out a story that there were 5 NASCAR Hall of Famers in the last NASCAR race here in 1951, 5 in one race.
Wow.
And I'll make a prediction that we have at least 3 or 4 future NASCAR Hall of Famers that are going to be in this race in Mobile that 20 years from now will be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
In North Carolina.
Yeah, and I think that's a very, very good way to put it. You've got the newest talent rising through NASCAR, and it's exciting to see. So, obviously, give us a rundown of what we'd like to see today, weather-wise, practice coming up, and then we'll do the qualifying, still ideally 4 o'clock, and it's always an amazing opening ceremony.
Yeah, we've got a really cool opening ceremony planned for today, but the game plan is to try to get as much of our original show in as possible, which includes practice, qualifying, on-track autograph session, the full pre-race. We're trying to get all of that in for our fans here so we don't shortchange them one bit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, now obviously, you can keep up to date Facebook, and you can keep up to date on Twitter at FTR Kane. I'll be doing that as soon as we hear information, but also online at mobile150.com and at Mobile International Speedway's Facebook page. You've been really good about getting the information out right away, and so we'll do the same thing, keep you guys all informed.
Well, you know, the fans have just been phenomenal getting ready for this race. The interest when we first found out was worked. Bringing back the ARCA series, to bringing the NASCAR series. There's so many people to thank. The Mobile Sports Authority played a key role in that. And it's been, for me as a promoter and as a guy from Mobile, I've taken a lot of pride in what people and the pride the people have taken in this race and NASCAR coming back for the first time since 1951.
Well, I know it's going to be great, and we wish you the best of luck. I'll be out there soon. Umbrella or not, we'll still have a great race, and we'll see you in a few minutes out there at the track, Tommy.
I might let you throw one of my paper footballs around.
I already got one.
Can you get it over the fence?
No, I doubt it. I'm a driver. I'm not a... Yeah. Have you seen me throw a T-shirt? It's sad, brother. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Always brought to you by amazing sponsors, Mobile International Speedway. Yep, the race is going on. Cannot wait. NASCAR back here for the first time since 1951. It is going to be a good race. Also, thank you to Sunny South Raceway, Tim Bryant's Five Flag Speedway in Pensacola, home of the Snowball Derby, and Deep South Speedway. Jay Wells has got that thing humming. Biggest dirt track on the South. So, still to come, Dustin Long with NBC Sports. He's standing by. We're going to talk a little bit about everything going on in Phoenix. Kyle Busch captures the pole. And again, what we've been talking about, Jimmy Johnson, actually, his primary car has pretty much been destroyed because his steering wheel come off. And we've got one of the drivers now getting ready to race, hopefully today, fingers crossed, but it could be tomorrow, Sarah Cornette-Ching. And first of all, Sarah, as you start the show, one of the last things you do when you get in the car, don't you just pull on that wheel a little bit and make sure it's on there tight?
Yeah, I know that. I've definitely had that happen to me one time when I first started racing, and now it's something that, you know, it's a very ritual that you just tug on that wheel and make sure it's on there. But I don't know. I guess he's been doing it for so long. Maybe it was an oversight, or maybe he pulled on it. I don't know.
Wow. Well, Sarah, first of all, welcome back to the Port City. You've had an amazing week leading up to this race. And first of all, big fan of yours. We've talked before when you came down to the ARCA, and you've been on the show several times. This track, you really like Mobile International Speedway. Now you've got going from the ARCA cars to the NASCAR K&N cars, a different style of car, a little bit faster car from what I understand, probably drives a little different. And now you've got a major, major sponsor. Congratulations, Dickies, for 2016.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's been amazing to team up with them. You know, when they started their company in 1922, they were just a small company making overalls. And now, you know, they're the biggest workwear provider in the world. So hopefully we can take my career in that same trajectory. I know we started out really small, and now we're building in, like you said, here at Mobile this weekend. Brand new design on the car, Dickies on board. I think it's going to be an awesome time.
Well, let's talk about how you got started, because you have an amazing story, and I hope you never get tired of telling it, because you had a dream living in Canada where average temperature where you live, what is it usually?
Where I grew up is not so bad,
yeah.
But where I was working, average temperature in the wintertime is like minus 20.
Wow. And explain, she took her job of welding, saved up money, and you tell the story.
Yeah, I got out of high school, and racing got kind of tough as far as not having sponsorship and not really having a direction. So the university college where I was at was offering a women in trades program. I basically looked at all the trades they offered and picked the one that I thought paid the best.
There you go.
I went through 3 years of schooling and worked on and off throughout my schooling. And then, you know, when I finished, I went up and did some pipeline welding, pressure welding.
Wow.
And saved my money for a few years up there so I could come down and have the opportunity to race at Daytona last year.
And talk about that, because you make the money and you essentially, you go to a team and say, hey, I have this money, I want to buy the ride, and then you take it from there and you've had a whirlwind ride since then.
Yeah, luckily I had, you know, a connection with Race 101 and Tony Blanchard through the school that I had been through, so I wasn't just walking down there not knowing anyone. Luckily I knew Tony, and that worked out really well. Basically, we just pushed the media. The racing side of it, I had far less experience than anyone else, so we didn't put a lot of pressure on that side of it. We just tried to push the story and everything that we were doing, and it worked out really well. Thankfully, we had people take notice and jump on board to help out, and now we've got Dickies on board for this year.
So it's been a whirlwind ride, like I said, because now are you starting to get noticed a little bit more at these tracks? I've been watching the career as ARCA on TV, and it's so great to have NBC actually recording the show and be live on NBC this Wednesday at 7 p.m. So, I mean, you're getting more national exposure. Probably, I imagine you've got to be, for young girls out there, probably the next best thing or the best thing as far as a role model for these young girls who love racing.
Yeah, and that's, you know, one of the main goals as well. Anytime I meet a young girl, I always ask them, you know, you like racing? You going to get a race car one day? Or, you know, they're excited. They think it's awesome. I can't tell you how many times they've all said, like, they love the pink car and all that.
Yeah.
So transitioning away from that this year, but definitely love being a role model, love having that opportunity.
Well, I think you've got a good car. Let's talk about the rest of the season and what your plans are. Obviously, the next race coming up at Greenville Pickens.
Yeah, we're going to run the full K&N schedule awesome. In the East. That's going to be our main focus. We ran Daytona at the beginning of the year, finished 11th there. That was a really good run for us.
Yeah. You missed a big wreck, didn't you?
Yeah, there was a big wreck. Luckily, we avoided that. Definitely at Daytona, you don't want to get caught up in the big one. That tears up equipment, and it can be hard on the driver as well.
Well, let me ask you, Sarah, how do we keep track of you at the track? Obviously, you've got your website, sccracing.com, Facebook and Twitter as well?
Yeah, Facebook, Twitter, we usually have live updates going on during the race on our Twitter account, and that's at @sporneching. And then Facebook is facebook.com/sccracing as well. So we have both of those going. Twitter's probably the better way to keep up during the race.
Are you living the dream?
Absolutely. Every day I pinch myself when I wake up and think, I'm going to the race shop again, or I'm going to the racetrack. You know, it's unbelievable.
Well, you definitely deserve it. Big fan here, and I wish you the best. We'll see you later at the track today and more than likely tomorrow, but we're hoping we get everything in. And keep an eye out for that good-looking white 02. Got a great paint job and Dickies on the hood with Sarah Cornett-Ching right behind the wheel. Sarah, thank you so much for taking time this race day morning to join us on the show.
I appreciate you having me on, and we'll see you this weekend.
I guarantee it. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sarah Cornett-Ching from Sarah Cornett-Ching Racing. Again, she's got a great opportunity to win this race today. She's got a fast car, if we can get it in. Now, we switch gears and bring in Dustin Long with NBC Sports. And, Dustin, we're getting ready for Phoenix. We just got done talking with Sarah Cornett-Ching Racing. NASCAR is here in Mobile for the first time with a K&N Traveling E-Series since 1951. We've got weather problems. Phoenix looks pretty good so far as the weather, but I want to start off saying, good morning to you. And Jimmy Johnson, wheel comes off on the car. Wow.
Yeah, Jimmy Johnson's going to a backup car, and from yesterday after his crash, when during his qualifying run, like you said, the steering wheel came off. He talked to reporters this morning and said, you know, I'm holding on to the steering wheel, and all of a sudden I'm going to the corner, and the steering wheel's in my hand, and I'm looking at this blue wall. I know how fast I'm going. I'm like, this is not good. And he had the big impact, and he talked about how thankful he is of having safer barriers and all the safety equipment, because once he made the contact and the car bounced off the wall, he's like, you know, I'm trying to assess, you know, my legs, my body, my arms, my wrist, my head, and he says everything was okay. So he was back in the car this morning for the first of two practice sessions at Phoenix. But yeah, a big hit, a bizarre day really for Hendrick Motorsports. If you remember in the first round of qualifying, you know, Casey Kane was third quick and then had an issue with the engine and couldn't continue, so he'll start deep in the field. And yet Dale Earnhardt Jr. failed to advance, into the second round, and he's going to start, I think he qualified 26. So, you'll have Casey Kane, Dale Earnhardt Jr., back deep in the field, and then you'll have Jimmy Johnson, I guess I said Kane will be at the rear of the field with Jimmy Johnson, because Johnson's in a backup car, and Kane made an engine change. So really kind of a bizarre, rough day for Hendrick Motorsports. But Jimmy Johnson said, look, that the steering wheel issue, that one's on me. He said he talked to Jeff Gordon last night and said Gordon suggested, you know, putting an extra line in the steering shaft to keep the wheel in line. So that was something that they were going to add and plan to have in place. So, you know, Jimmy was just kind of surprised it happened on his second lap. He said, you know, I figured, you know, I would have happened when I pulled out off a pit road or as I was coming up to speed or something like that. But instead it happened as I'm at speed in the corner. And it was a bizarre looking crash. I mean, at first your instant reaction is, okay, blown right front tire.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the case. And then you think, okay, something broke in the car. Mechanically, like a suspension, but that wasn't the case. And at the end of the day, it was, you know, the wheel. I mean, just even think about driving on the road going 25 miles an hour in the city, or even if you're doing 55, 60 on the interstate a little faster, and the wheel all of a sudden's in your hand and you're heading, you know, off the road and into a wall or something. I mean, it's, you know, he compared it to, he said, there aren't many helpless feelings you have in a car, but he compared it to that. Remember that big crash you had at Watkins Glen in now the Xfinity Series in 2000 when he lost the brakes and the car just careened off course and slammed into those styrofoam barriers. And, you know, that was when he eventually got out of the car and stood on the roof of the car,
that was awesome.
Showing that he was okay. But, you know, a big accident, and fortunately, you know, Jimmy was okay and was back in the car this morning.
Kyle Busch having a great year. Front rows, Kyle Busch and Carl Edwards, cousin Carl. He needs a little little inspiration, a little bit of TV time up front, don't you think?
Well, and you got teammate Denny Hamlin starting third, so 1-2-3 sweep for Joe Gibbs Racing. What's amazing is it was at this race a year ago where the Gibbs cars really, really struggled. I remember talking to Denny Hamlin after the race, and he says, look, our cars suck right now at this place. And, you know, it was coming off the previous year where the Gibbs cars were really bad or really hadn't performed well, and then they really were struggling early in the season. There was a lot of concern. I remember talking to officials with Gibbs and saying, look, we're working on some things. We feel like by May we should be in good shape, and we think we'll be heading in the right direction if everything comes together with the cars that we're working on. And it ended up being the case, is that the Gibbs cars got stronger as the year went on. Kyle Busch returned, you know, had that stretch of winning 4 out of 5 races and went on to win the championship. And you look at that, and, you know, Matt Kenseth could have been a championship contender had it not been for his issues with Logano during the chase. So, you know, really kind of a big turnaround for Gibbs Racing, particularly in Phoenix, because Phoenix has been, you know, has been in the past a really tough track, and a track where they had gone and just had a lot of bad luck or just a lot of issues that didn't go their way over the last few years. So to see them running this well and to be as strong as what they are, obviously is another good sign for the JGR camp.
Well, let's talk really quick. This is kind of neat. Penske, and, well, I read it this morning. Penske expects to work pretty close with Stuart Haas next year. And, again, in that same blanket, Harvick reaffirms his commitment to Stuart Haas, even though they're switching from Chevy to Ford.
Well, certainly there's been a lot of questions of, you know, some people felt like the muted reaction by Harvick on social media after the announcement of Stuart Haas Racing leaving from Chevrolet to Ford next season. You know, might be an issue. And remember, you know, throughout his career, he's driven Chevrolets, and he was a Chevrolet car owner. So, again, we'll see what happens. You know, he says he doesn't see why he wouldn't be at Stuart Haas Racing. I think, you know, in the right scenario, maybe he wouldn't be. But, again, a lot of things would have to come in place for all these scenarios that people talk about. But, yeah, and another question is just about with moving to Ford, just the Stuart Haas Racing and Penske Team Penske, how well they'll work together. Team Penske kind of has a reputation of kind of doing things on their own. They really, you know, they shared some stuff and worked some stuff with Roush. They have, but I think the kind of viewpoint is while they've worked together, there's still some things that they've kind of done on their own, and it's just the question of is that going to continue? How will these teams work together moving forward as they become teammates?
Well, Dustin, I appreciate it. We are kind of short on time today. Who's your pick for tomorrow?
You know what? I'll tell you what. Matt Kenseth's been so fast.
Yeah.
He had such bad luck. I'd keep an eye on him this weekend.
I'll say that's a safe bet, and I'll go with that, too. Dustin, we appreciate everything you do, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week. Thank you so much for coming on board.
All right, thank you.
All right, Dustin Long with NBC Sports. And again, I want to take just the last portion of the show to let you know what Kane Motorsports is doing tomorrow. St. Baldrick's is at the USA Women's and Children's Hospital, and our drivers, Matt Jackson, Zach Carpenter, and myself are getting our heads shaped. And we've also got another team person on there with us, and his name's Robert Stanley. And what we've done is we've raised almost $2,000. In just about a week and a half to do this for the kids. So tomorrow at 2 p.m., we're going to be on the floors handing out Kane Motorsports trophies to these kids. And actually, all these trophies have been donated. It's Kane's Warrior Kids, I should say. And all these kids who can't get out of the bed are going to be able to have some trophies. And we're going back and doing Easter coming up March 24th as well. Excited about that. But if you want to participate and help, go to KanesWarriorKids.com. That's K-A-N-E-S, WarriorKids.com. This is awesome. I'm so excited. We have raised $1,940 of our $2,000. Thank you to Robert Stanley. Again, over $1,000. Zach Carpenter, Matt Jackson, and myself, and again, the wives and everybody. But if you go to our website, KanesWarriorKids.com, you can actually go on there. There's a place to donate and learn a little bit about St. Baldrick's. So God bless you all. It's going to be great. We'll see you at the track today. NASCAR K&N Mobile 150. It is going to be a great race, whether they get it in today or tomorrow, but I believe today is the day. God bless you all, and we're looking forward to seeing you guys again. And Mom, love you.